Shalichem's sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur on the topic of Birchas Hananin, and we, Baruch Hashem, had a beautiful arichus in the previous shiur, and where we left off, we had a kasha on the sheet of the re-entices, the re-holds, that if you have suffik, Birchas Hananin, you make the bracha. Normally we say Sveka Darabanan Lekula, but here you make the bracha. And we said because it's Isser. You're not allowed to be over an Isser, it's just a mitzvah, like the Rif holds, then you could be Mekel. But since it's Isser, we don't want to allow you to be over an Isser, so you have to machmir and make the bracha. So we had a kasha from a Mishnah. We had three kashas, so we dealt with two of them. We had a kasha from a Mishnah in Brachas, and the Mishnah says that a Baal Keri makes a bracha after he eats, but not before. So how can that possibly be? If it's Isser, how do we let the Baal Keri eat without making a bracha? So the fact that we asked Akash, the Paulim don't make a bracha before, so we said that there's a girsa that holds that they do. The Onen Kasha we asked, so we said there's a Shita that holds that Taka, they do make a bracha on Achila. But we got into trouble with the Shita of, with the Mishnah of Baal Keri Mevarech Lachar Matzol Lefanav. If it's Isser, how do they make a bracha? How do they eat without a bracha? It's if Ri's whole Shita is predicated on the fact that his shita that sveka de rabbanan, the suffik brichas anen is lachumra, is because it's Isser. So if it's Isser, how do we allow Baal Keri to eat without making a bracha? So you can explain this behekdim to Rashi brachas lamed hey divina v'amid beis. Mara says kol anenim and olam hazav lo bracha kilu gozal hakadosh baruch hu. If you're nana from this world without a bracha, you're stealing from God. What are you stealing from God? Pashtus, the food. You didn't make a bracha. Rashi says, as birchasa, we mentioned this in the previous year, you're stealing his bracha. The Marsha is omed on the question. He's stealing the food. It says in the Gemara, kilu nana mikachi shamayim. What's like Rashi? Is he stealing the bracha? Shlomo Zalman in the Minchas Shlomo on Simen Yudches explains that the geder chiyuv bracha beikro is a mitzvah, not an iser, like the rayas we brought in the previous year. And he explained that it says in the Gemara Kilu Gozel that Chachamim made the Chiyuv Bracha so strong that if somebody doesn't make a bracha, it's like he's stealing the bracha from God. But not that the Iker Yisod Hadin is the Isra Hana Me'amachal Ad Shivarech. No. Pshat is that the Chiyuv Bracha is so strong that if you don't make a bracha, because it's a mitzvah like we proved in the previous year, making a bracha. But this mitzvah is such a strong chiyuv that it's like you stole it from God if you don't make the bracha. Avalosh ikar yisod adin is the iser hano. So the Marshal learned that the Yisod HaDavar is that the Chumim place in Isser Gezel and Me'ila B'Achila Samaychel, and by through the means of a bracha, the Isser became Mutter, and therefore he had a Kasha and Rashi that the Machel is being stolen and not the bracha. The Marshal learned that it's an Isser that you have to make a bracha, you're stealing the food. Shlomo Zalman says the other way. The Yisod HaDin is mitzvah kishar mitzvah rabbanan. But what's mistaif, what emerges, what branches out from this mitzvah is an iser gezel midrabbanan. It's very, very strong, this mitzvah. And if somebody doesn't make a bracha, he's stealing the bracha. And also, it's nana mikotzi shemayim. But the yesod is this iser gezel of stealing God's bracha, like Rashi says. But maybe you could say a middle road, that there are two stages b'tzuras hatakana. That you can say that they're not two stages b'tzuras hatakana, but it's one din. There's a chiyuv bracha. Not that there's chiyuv, and then from that is mistaif and iser. Those are the two shlavim Rav Shlomo Zalman holds of. No. And now, like the Maharshah says, that there's an iser. Chachamim made an iser gezel and meila, and through the bracha, the iser has become permitted. No. Yisod adinu echad. There's a chiyuv bracha. Just the geder of this chiyuv is like an iser and not a mitzvah. That when Chazal were metaking the chiyuv bracha, they were metaking begeder iser lecho b'lo bracha. It emerges that the essence of the chiyuv bracha is defined as an iser not to hold back the bracha when you eat. So we understand, according to this, that somebody who eats is not stealing without a bracha, is not stealing the food. The food is never usher. He's stealing the bracha. Because that's the ikar geder chi of bracha meikara. That there's an isser to steal this bracha. Now, like Rav Shlomo Zalman says, that is a mitzvah, and then from this is mistaif and isser. Isser of stealing. No. It starts out that this, the Takanas Chazal, was that there's an Isser to hold back the bracha. But not that the food is Usser, that there's an Isser to hold back the bracha. And that would appear to be the sheet of the Ri. And therefore he holds that even Mokum Safek, Usser Lecho B'loi Bracha, because it's not like other Sveget Derabbanans. Rather, it's Kesafik Isser, which has a din of Gezel, of Me'ila. Gezel HaBracha. What's the Me'ilan? Says Kilu Moal. Nana Mikotchi Shamayim. What does that have to do with the bracha? Question. Akopanim, as far as the bracha is concerned, that was the Takanas HaBracha. That the bracha is Begeder Isser, that it's Asr to be Moneah this bracha. And that was the Iker Geder Chi of Bracha Meikara. And therefore the Ri holds that even Mokum Sofik Isser Lecha B'lo Bracha, since it's not Kishar Sveged the Rabbanon, it's Kesafik Isser that has a Gezel aspect to it, not giving Hashem his bracha. Consider Gezel HaBracha. And therefore you can't steal this bracha. Memele, if you have a Suffolk bracha, you have to make the bracha. And according to this Gedder, those people who aren't Mechuyiv B'bracha, they don't have an Isser Achila. Because there's no Isser Nifra, there's no separate Isser from the Chiyuv. The Gedder of the Chiyuv is the Isser. And therefore, somebody who's not a bar chiyuva, machmas ones, that chachamim patterned him, like a balkeri and a poel, so he's no isra achila. And also, an onen is patterned on a mitzvah. He's chazal never mechayim in the first place. In other words, who's going to be the thief? Who's going to be stealing the bracha? Somebody who's mechuyev bebracha. Who has this gather iser? Who has the gather iser? Only somebody who's chayev to make a bracha in the first place. He has this gather iser. And according to the Rif and the other poskim, who are matir lechol b'safik, so the gather adover is kemitzvah be'alma. The iser is a tosefes ha'alama, shel ha'mitzvah. The yisr is mistaif, like the Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says. The yisr comes out of the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to make a bracha, and it's so strong that if you don't, so Chazal made it that you were over an yisr. But since the yisoda davar is a mitzvah, suffik mitzvah lekula, so you don't make a bracha. And therefore, there's not even the kasha doesn't start from an onen and from a balkeri, etc. Poel. They don't have this mitzvah in the first place. They don't have a mitzvah. They don't have to make a bracha. But if you hold that it's an iser, then you're in trouble. Because how do we allow them to do an Isser? The answer is, they're only over on the Isser if they're a chayv in the first place, not a chayv in the first place. Nafkamina, between these two shitas, in light of what we said, in instances that the gav is mechuyev bebracha, but there's an external siba that prevents it from making the bracha. If it's a chiyuv mitzvati, it's a mitzvah, so since lemaisa he can't make the bracha, there's no reason not to eat. Why shouldn't he eat? He's not chayv to make the bracha. But if it's chiyuv isuri, this siba cannot be matter his achila. Because sof lo yochal, v'lo yigzol abracha, because be'etzem is mechuyev bebracha. Can't do an iser. He's mechuyev bebracha, and he can't make the bracha. Can't eat. When he's not mechuyev bebracha, can one and a pole, he can eat. One and pole bal keri. He's not mechuyev bebracha. Let's say he is mechuyev bebracha, and something's preventing making the bracha. Don't eat. It's a mitzvah. Can't do the mitzvah. Beseder. Eat. But if it's an iser, can't be over an iser. If it's a mitzvah anyway, you can't do the mitzvah. So just eat. But if it's an iser, how can we allow him to be over an iser? And there are a number of nafkaminas. One writes the Taz or Achaim Samach Beis. Hatsame belaila b'mitaso. He's as thirsty as in bed. He can't wash his hands and make the bracha. What should he do? Yehara bracha b'libo v'yishte. Shabur writes, he should think the bracha in his heart and drink. Shabur writes, those people who drink in the bathhouse without a bracha, shalokadin osim. There you're not allowed to even do hirur. Not like the Taz is this case, that it's mutter behirur, lying in bed, and we're saying b'shas atchak that hirur is kadibur. No, there you can't even do hirur. As the bir halacha, dein lahatir mishum shu anos ala brach shen yochal avarech, zeh ashach lom rakim ayom chazal du mitzvah avarech. So if he's anos, can't do the mitzvah, he can't do the mitzvah, anos, he's off the hook. But says the Bir Halacha, Obama Samar Chazal, the Asr Lahanas below Bracha. Asr to be Nene. Aser. You can't drink. And that's our discussion. That's what we said. If the geder achiyuv is an iser lehanos b'li bracha, what's going to be matter the iser? What's matter the iser for him? Nothing. So therefore, he can't drink. Can't drink in the bathhouse. Which is the mitzvah he could. Another nafkamina, possibly. We say in Chulin that you can't give kufzayin amid beis. Don't give a piece of bread to the waiter to eat unless you know that he washed. And in Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, at the end of the 8th parak of Brachas, brings that some people learn from here that you shouldn't give to eat unless you know that this guy's going to make a bracha. And he's dochanel. But since you're miskaving lasos mitzvah, you're giving b'taras staka, it's mutter. Writes the Beis Yosef, kuf samach tes, it's not true. Because giving to the shamash is also a mitzvah, giving to the waiter is also a mitzvah. Nevertheless, lo yitein lom lo yada shenatal. You shouldn't give it to him. If you know that he wasn't notal yadayim, it's a famous thing today, giving to people who aren't from, it's going to cause sinna. Be over on Lo Sisna, other tzadim. But you see that the machlok is Beis Yosef and Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah. Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah says, if as long as you're giving b'torah tzedakah, you're b'seder, even if he's not going to make a bracha, Beis Yosef says, no. You're not allowed to give the waiter, I that tzedakah. The Bach writes, it's not a kasha. Because when you give to him, you're not over anything. Adrabi, you're Mekayim, it's his tzedakah. And if he doesn't make a bracha afterwards, you're not over on Lifnei B'Shas HaNesina. B'Shas HaNesina, you're just doing your mitzvah. And Pshat is the Chor and the Bach. That when you give a prusa la'achila, l'mishalo notal yodav, yesh b'zeach shalab b'iser, you're being machshil him in an iser. He didn't wash his hands. And you're giving him to eat. So you can't give the waiter to eat if he hasn't washed. Because when you give him, you're machshil him. You're giving him food and he hasn't washed. My shame came. Somebody who won't make a bracha in the future, give him a cookie and he's not going to make a bracha, there's no shata sisser. You're just causing him gram nias mitzvah achar zman. You're causing him to refrain from doing a mitzvah afterwards. Beis Yosef is learning. This is also lifnei. Since when it comes to Netil Sidaim, everybody agrees. You're now allowed to give a prusa to the shamis, to the waiter, unless he washed. But Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah on the Bach say that, but to give to somebody who's not going to make a bracha, you're allowed. The Beis Yosef says you're not allowed to do that either. So apparently the Bach is learning that when you give to somebody who's not going to eat, who hasn't washed his hands, that's Isser. You're being machshil him in Isser. Because what's the Isser? The Isser is eating without Netilas Yadayim. That's Isser. So the Bach says you're machshil him in an Isser. The fact that he won't make a bracha afterwards, that's just preventing a mitzvah. The Beis Yosef is learning, and no, that they were here also. The fact that he's not going to make a bracha, that's also Isser. And maybe that's their machlokas is our chakira. Is it isser or is it mitzvah? The Bachtim and Rabbeinu Yonah are learning that even that a bracha is mitzvah. So causing him that afterwards he's not going to do a mitzvah, you don't have to worry about that. You're doing your mitzvah, you're giving your mitzvah staka. And the fact that he's not going to do a mitzvah afterwards, that's not called hachshala be'isser. That's gram him not doing his mitzvah. But giving to him, if he hasn't washed until Siddayim, eating without until Siddayim is isser. Isser, you're not allowed to do. That everybody agrees to. The Beis Yosef says, not only is it isser if he eats without until Siddayim, it's also isser if he eats without a bracha. So you're not allowed to give it to him if he's not going to make a bracha. That's also isser. The Bach holds, that's not isser. That's just menias mitzvah. That's not lifnei iver. That's not called a michshol. So he's eating without a bracha, isser, or not doing a mitzvah. Bach holds not doing a mitzvah. The Beis Yosef holds that it's isser. And that's the machlokes about giving to somebody who's not going to make a bracha. But giving somebody bread who's not going to, who didn't wash, that's isser. That everybody agrees with us. That's the Gemara. So if another nafkamina, is it isser or mitzvah? The Rambam writes brachas perak aleph halacha yates kol ochel davar ha'aser be'mezalde be'mishkog and avarchal av loy betchila v'lo besof. Somebody who eats a davar aser, whether it's b'mezid or b'shogeg, you don't make a bracha not before you eat it, and not after. Explains the Kesef Mishnah. Learn from the Gemara in Bava Kama, the Tzadi Dalit, famous Gemara. And we're about to make it yet more famous. It says there in the Gemara that if somebody steals chitim and he grinds it and kneads it and bakes it and zmafrish challah, how can he make a bracha and zmavarich elam anayitz? This guy's like a blasphemer, a scorner. Well, but say a berach niyetz Hashem. Such a person who's making a bracha on this is blaspheming God. The Rambam is medame birchas hanen and the birchas hamitzvahs. Just like you don't make a birchas hamitzvahs on something that's stolen, you also don't make a birchas hanen. You can't make a brach on a fresh eschale, you can't make a birchas hanen either. That's the case of Mishnah. The Ravid is masig on the Rambam. Toba zeh toz gedola. The Ravid never minces words. Shelo amru shein mevarechem el shein mezamnen aleim. It says in the Gemara, you're not mezamen. Not that you're not mevarech on a dvar iser. On a meichel of iser. Aba bracha tchil v'sof lama lo yevarechu. Why don't you make a bracha before and after? So we can explain that the Ravid learns besvara, and so it's mefurish by Sagas HaRamach there and in the Meiri and Bava Kama Tzadi Dalit, that since Asr Lehanas Beloy Bracha, there's no reason not to make a bracha. And to be over on another Isser, it's Isser here. What? Like the Gemara says, somebody who eats garlic and he has bad breath should continue eating garlic and continue having bad breath? No. Don't add insult to injury. Guy already did an isser. He's eating a dvar isser. At least make a bracha. Don't be over on another isser. And when the person steals the chitim, it's different. There, we're talking about birchas hamitzvahs. That there's no isser to do a mitzvah without a bracha. There's just a mitzvah. And here, there's no mitzvah because it can't be gzela. There, the mitzvah's canceled out. Hashenkin l'nei brachas hanenin, that the geder chiv is kisser gezel, why should he be over an isser? L'nei bracha l'acharei is another question, hopefully we'll get to. But to eat without a bracha we shown, why should he be over an isser? So lo says sense. Doesn't make sense to be over an och an isser. So make the bracha before the brachas hanenin. And the Rambam is learning, you guessed it, fans, that the Yisod Chiyuv Birchas Hananin is a mitzvah. As is Mashma B'dvar B'tchilas Hilchas Brachas, mitzvah Esem in HaTorah, Levarech Achar Achilas Mazon, and Medivrei Sobel Levarech HaKol Michael Tchila, HaKach Yenem Imenu. So it's a mitzvah Medivrei Sobel to make a bracha. And then Minene. So Birchas Hamazon L'acharez V'vadeh B'geder Mitzvah. K'meduyik Milashono B'tchilas Hilchas Brachas, mitzvah Esem. And Dumiya Dahachi, similarly, they were mitaki to make a bracha rishona. Mitzvah, mitzvah. And therefore the Rambam makes a tzushtel between Birchas Hanan and Birchas HaMitzvahs. Ein zeh mevarech ela menayitz. Can't make the bracha. It's menayitz. Just like Birchas HaMitzvahs you don't make, so too. Birchas Hanan are also similar to Birchas HaMitzvahs. So don't make that Birchas Hanan, and don't do that. That's not a... There's no mitzvah here. If the guy's eating Dvar Isser, making a bracha on it is no mitzvah. It's a menayitz. The Rambam's L'shitaso, Paskind. Brachas Dalet Beis, Ches Yud Beis, like the Rif. That Besafik ain't no chosim revarach Birchas Hanan, because it's only a mitzvah. Mashen came, the Rabbit is holding that it's an Isser. So you can't be over an Isser. Beating a Michael Isser, that's one Isser. Don't be over another Isser and not make a bracha. Okay, B'siyata D'shmaya. We still have another Nafkamina to talk about. And a lot more to say. B'ezer Hashem. But we will conclude here. Tafasta Meruba Lo Tafasta. And we will give ourselves a bracha that we should be zoche lil modu lamed lishmor belasos ulekayim is called divrei salmo terasu biyahava amen v'amen shalom shalom sweetest and most beloved friends.